Today's share in the Dirshnu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Omed Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Brura. We're in the middle of Simon Resh Tes Zayin, which deals with the brachos that you make on smell. So Mechaber in Siv Gimel says, Al Havered, on what we normally refer to as a rose, and that's what the Mishnah Brura says in Siv Katan Yud Zayin, Vered, Humash Anu Korim Rosish, a rose. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Mechaber is teaching us with this. Even though roses were actually edible in those days, and they would make some sort of a confection out of them, and they would make a bracha on them as a food, as we've already learned previously. Nevertheless, over here, we do not make a bracha on it like we would make on when you smell a fruit that is normally edible. And we would not make asher nosan reach tov ba'peros. We would not make that bracha. Why not? Kivan she'ein ikara omid lachilo el l'riach. Because the real purpose of a rose is for smelling. It's not for eating, even though it can technically be used as an edible ingredient. But that's not its main purpose. And therefore, in this situation, we don't make the special bracha that we make on fruits when you smell them, which is called Asir Noson Reach Tov Baperis, as we learned in previous Shurim. Elo, instead, you make over here on the rose, Elo Mavarchan Borei Atze Bisomen. That's the right bracha to make on a rose. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, I know how Varodim HaGidelim Boilonos. Now, if you have roses that are actually growing on trees, that's what you make. I will Elu Gidelim Bekarka, but those roses that grow from the ground, Mavarchan Borei Isve Bisomen. Then the Beis Yosef brings down that you make Borei Isve Bisomen. So it depends on the actual location of the rose, whether it's from a tree, whether it's growing straight up from the ground itself. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Ubebir Hagra, the Vilna Gaon, in his beer, writes, Mashma, he holds, Shemitzade, the emotio of me'etzo, if it comes from the trunk of the tree, from the wood of the tree, a branch, Fumiskai Mishona Lashona, and the tree grows from year to year. It doesn't have to be replanted. During the winter season, the eitz doesn't dry up and become no longer in existence. So then, in this situation, on such a rose, yivarech bari atzi b'samim. When you smell such a rose, the proper bracha is like it was from a tree, bari atzi b'samim. The Avshur Shagama Beis Yosef model said, and it's possible that the Beis Yosef says this as well. The Beis Yosef, a moment ago, we just brought down, holds it on v'radim. You sometimes do make the ones that grow from the ground, you make bori isve b'samim, but he would be moda that if it grows really from a tree, mistama, that you would have to make a bori atzi b'samim, but the Mishnah Berurah leaves it was a tzarech iyun. Dishah number 20 brings down from the Shelitz Chuvus Oled Zion, that mistama, there are differences in the way they grew at that time and the way they grew now, and that might be able to explain some of the differences in the bracha according to the Beis Yosef. In any event, let's continue now with the Mechaber. So the Mechaber, it started off and said, on a vered, and now he continues, v'al ha-kinamon, on cinnamon. That's how kinamon is normally translated. And what exactly is kinamon? Shu ur hindi. It is something that is called ur hindi. What is ur hindi? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Ches writes, it's actually a mistake over here in the printer. Toz sofer. V'tzorach lomer, instead of ur hindi, it should have said ud hindi, with a dalet instead of a resh. Ubeyur, what does this mean with a dalet? Eitz, bosem. It's a certain type of aromatic wood. Haba mi'eretz oda, that comes from India. Ki ud, who eitz b'loshon arvi. Because ud is the word in Arabic for wood. And the Hindi, hainu mi'eretz oda, that means it comes from India. Shisham gidulam, that's where they grow. And this is based upon the Vilna Gaon. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, look in the Shari Tshuva, Moshe Kosov Shom B'Shem Machzik Bracha. So we can look in the Shari Tshuva over here. It's in the bracketed asterisk at the very top line. And he brings down from Magos Bal Tosa Shabbos, and this is also found in the Tosefes Shabbos, and there he brings down the name of the Yad Ephraim, She'evshar She'to Sofer B'Mogin Avram. That maybe the Mogin Avram is where the printer's mistake was, and it should say Mor Hindi, not Ur Hindi. He also brings down in the Machzik Bracha, Shehevi Divrei Shiuri Knesset Sagdola, V'Tosef Shabbos, Shekasu Shetos Sofim B'Shulchan Aruch. They're the ones that hold that the mistake is from the Shulchan Aruch. And the Machzik Bracha says he disagrees, the less, it's not a mistake over there. Shekasav De'ur, who eats B'Loshna Rabbi. He says that the word Ur, not Ud, but the word Ur means wood in Arabic. And Hindi means over there, May India, Shesham Gidulam. That's where they grow in India. He brings down what the word means in Turkish as well, and he brings down from La Svardi that it means some sort of an aloe, and that's what the Rambam in his Pirush HaShemai says as well. So there are a lot of different understandings exactly what the origins of this word are. In any event, on both the rose and on the cinnamon, which is this Ur Hindi or Ud Hindi or Mur Hindi, and as well, the Machaber continues, V'almei Haverit, the water that a rose has been soaking in, V'ahalavona, and on frankincense, V'ahmatztiki, and something known as matztiki, which is mastic, V'chayotzmem, or anything that is similar to these things, borei atzei b'somim. All of these have the bracha of borei atzei b'somim. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Tes explains, Mei Haverid, what exactly is this rose water? Hainu, Bein Mei Halachluchis Shiotzim and Haverid, this is either the liquid that comes out of the rose, Aide Schitoso via pressing, or Ubein Mashiotz Aide Shenishra Vinizbashel Bimayim, or whatever comes out, the aroma that comes out over here in the water from a rose that has been soaking in the water. V'afilu l'man d'sfirulei b'simen reish beis sif yud d'mei shriyas peros eino k'peros atzman. And even according to the opinion, it says when you soak fruits in water, so that water doesn't take on the bracha of bari priya eitz, it's just a shahakol. So that's haynulim yibirchas achilo levat. That's in regards to the bracha regarding drinking that. However, but if you soak a rose in water, then the water does take on the bracha of the rose itself, which as we just said is bari atzei b'somen. Sivkot and Chof, the Mishnah Berurah says, Halavona, the frankincense, who kitof yotze mishorish eitz. This is something that comes out of the roots of trees. Sivkot and Chof Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, what is this matztiki? He says, who min eitz shesrof shelo no sein riach tov. It is some sort of a tree that the sap that comes out of it has a very nice aroma to it. In any event, all of these really come from a tree, and therefore the proper brach on them is borei atzei b'somim. In the Ber Hetev, in Sif Yud, he writes, V'chein b'chol dover shahakelach shelo kosha. The same thing would be true for anything that has a hard root. So the bracha is, based on the Shulti Gibor and the Magin Avram, that you should make a borei atzei b'somim. And the Chofetz Chaim and Atzei B'Somim, the Ramaschel Atzei B'Somim, he brings down this Morgan of Rome, and he says, V'chein b'chol dover shakelach shelo kosher. However, he says, U'mashma miloshun zeh avogav diyovesh lebasof bekarka. Even if it's dried out in the ground, v'nishar b'choref, and it doesn't regrow after the winter season. He says, Afilu hochi kol shakelach shelo kosher. If it has a hard stalk, then you make a borei atzei b'somim no matter what. Even though this would not be the same in regards, the comparable thing in regards to eating would not be a borei priya eitz in that situation. And then he goes through a long arichas over here discussing many of the details of this, which we will not be able to do right now. Instead, we will go on to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Al Shemen Afar Simon. If you have oil over here, it's often referred to as either persimmon or balsam. So you have this balsam oil or persimmon oil, Mavarech Borei Shemen Orev. We thank HaKadosh Baruch for creating this delightful type of a shemen, this very special shemen. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kotan Chav Beis, on the Shemen Afar Simon. Hu Tzari, this is also something known as Tzari Beloshen HaMikra, in Chumash. The Chotchin Eitz, and you get this by cutting the tree, Umakafen, so I'm peeling the bark off. The Notev Shemen Mimenu, and the sap that comes out of it, the oil that comes out of it, is what is referred to over here as the Shemen Afar Simon. Umuska B'Shas, it's also referred to in the Gemara, Hatzari, this tzari ain't a well as srof. It's no different than the sap hanotet miatzei haketof that comes out of this atzei haketof over here. Sivkot and Chav Gimel, he says the bracha is borei shemen orev. Why is this get this special bracha over here? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the following reason: b'nei shenimtzah be'eretz Yisrael, because it comes from Eretz Yisrael, v'chashiv, and therefore it's very, very important and significant. And therefore, Chazal kavulo bracha b'fnei atzmo. Chazal instituted a separate bracha over here. Should be made on this balsam oil, this persimmon oil, lahoros al chashivuso, to demonstrate to us, to teach us its importance since it comes from Eretz Yisrael. However, the imberach bari atzei b'somim im yotze b'diavet ayin b'bach prima godim. However, if you didn't make the special bracha bari shemanari, but you made a bari atzei b'somim, this is a machlokis over here in the bach and the prima godim. And Deir Shavut number 23 brings down that the bach seems to say that you would in fact be yotze kishashem sha'al meveret hayotze min haveret mevarach lechatri lebari atzei b'somim, that you're supposed to make on the veret that was soaked in water the same bracha as the verit itself. So to over here, kach mi sheberech al hashemen bari atzei b'somim. If somebody made a bracha over here on the oil itself that comes from there, bari atzei b'somim, he would be yotzei b'dievet as well, at least b'dievet. However, he brings down that others would disagree with this din. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chof Aleph, brings down that this opinion over here, that it's Choshev, is based upon the Tamid Rebbeinu Yonah. However, he brings down that there's an alternate opinion in the Baal Halachos Gedolos and the Bahag, a different reason why, Ayin Sham. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Shemen Zayis, Sheketosho Otuchono, Ashechazar Recho Nodev. If you have olive oil over here, which you've crushed and you've pressed it and ground it up until you have the odor of it wafting over the area over here and it has a pleasant aroma, so then Mevarech Olav Borei Atzei Besomim. In this situation, you also make a Borei Atzei Besomim on the odor over here of the olive oil. Why don't we make a bracha hanosin reach tov b'peiros? After all, this is an edible fruit, just like an esrog or an apple. Why don't we make hanosin reach tov b'peiros? So we'll get to this answer in a moment in Mishnah Berurah. But first, let's do Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chof Dalet. And he writes, Pirish, what happened over here? We have the olive oil that you crushed over here, that you grounded up. So Pirish, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber is telling us, Shalom nasa b'socho shum b'somim. You didn't add to it any b'somim. But by the crushing it, el shamach mas ketisha so tchina sezayis, by crushing or grinding up the olive over here, his chalashem lios recho nodev. That caused over here the odor of the olives to be released, and you have this aroma that wafts out over here from the olives, but you didn't add anything to it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chafei explains, you make a bori atzei b'samim over here. Why? Shazayis godel aloeitz, because normally an olive grows on a tree. And the same thing would apply with any other fruit that grows on a tree. If you crush it and it makes an aroma, you still over here make bori atzei b'samim. If it was from a vegetable, something that doesn't grow on a tree, that if you went and ground it up or crushed it and then you smelled it, you would make a barumini b'samim in that situation, because the origin, whether it's an eitz or whether it's from a different source, that will determine what brach you make on the reach that comes out of these fruits or vegetables. Now, here the Mishnah Berurah asks the question I mentioned before. V'hod de'ein mevarchen al kol elu hanosin reach toba peiros kmo b'esrog u'chayotzi bo. Why don't we make over here the special bracha that we make on an esrog if you smell it, which is edible, and then you smell it, or an apple if you smell it over here, so then you make a special bracha hanosin reach toba peiros. So why don't we say the same thing over here by the olives? So he points out a difference. The hasan in regards to an esrog, shiny, it's different over there. Shagodel im hareach. An esrog naturally gives off its aroma. You don't have to do something to the esrog to make it smell. However, avol here, by the olives, avol hocha, ein hareach godel imon. An olive doesn't really have an odor to it. It's only when you crush it that you get this odor wafting off from the olive. Ela ba'ayde ketisho tchina, because of the crushing it and the grinding it, shenasas b'deyadim. That was made by a man. Not naturally. Therefore, ein shayach levarach hanosein reach toba peros. It's inappropriate, so to say that God, so to say, put in that smell into the peros. It's by your grinding it and crushing it that you created the smell, and therefore we don't give shevach and hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Shalunitam bo hareach mitilaso. It's so to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't instill it with a natural type of an aroma. It's only upon grinding it that you get this aroma. Therefore, the proper bracha over here for reach is a bori atzei b'samim, because it's not natural over here from the fruit, but it is, of course, created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al shehut babo koach habosem b'fnimi yuso. To establish and understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this ability to have the smell waft out of the olive, but only because you ground it up and crushed it. And therefore, you have to acknowledge that in the bracha by saying bori atzei b'samim rather than hanosin reach tov b'peiros. Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, Shemen Shebismo Kimo Shemen HaMishcha. If a person took oil and he gave it a nice smell to it, for example, like they made the Shemen HaMishcha have a nice smell, so Im Ba'atzei B'Somim, if you added to it over here, Atzei B'Somim, so then the bracha on this oil now will be Mavarach Borei Atzei B'Somim. Vim Bi'isvei B'Somim, and if the reason why it has a nice aroma in the oil is because you added various plants, grasses, so then Mavarach Bari Isve Besamim. Vimayubo Eitzim Ubisamim, and if it has both Eitzim and Besamim on the side, it tells us the Nusach of there should be Asavim instead of Besamim, which makes more sense. So if you added both smelling nice aromatic trees and nice aromatic grasses to the oil, and now it has a nice aroma, so then you make a combination bracha, the default bracha, Mavarach Bari Mine Besamim. That's the proper bracha in this situation. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Chavav writes, what does it mean, shemen shebismo, an oil that you made aromatic? Rotsa lomar, shenas and bo besamim, you put inside of this oil various types of aromatic ingredients, kidei shiriach Hashem, in order for them to give a nice aroma to the oil. V'uadim mayim, the same thing would apply if it was water. Doesn't have to be oil. Ushar mashkim, or any other beverage, shenasam behem abesomim, that you put into it aromatic substances and make it have a nice aroma. So this same halacha applies if you make the bracha when you smell this of the original aromatic substance that you put in. That's brought down the name of the chayyadim. Sivkon chavzayin. For example, we said this was the way they did it with the shemen ha-mishra. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein ha-kavona, the Mechaber is not teaching us over here, sha'aso b'shiru b'midah kemo shemen ha-mishra. Not that you necessarily made it the way the shemen ha-mishra was made, because d'zeh asur, it's actually forbidden for a person to take the exact ingredients that are described in the Torah for the shemen ha-mishra and go and make that. There's an isser involved in that. Ella, what is it telling us over here? Humarlun, he's trying to teach us over here. Shederich levasim shemen bivsamim, that it was normal in those days to go and make oil aromatic by adding to it various spices and ingredients. Ukamoshim otzinu b'shemen ha-mishcha, just like the shemen ha-mishcha, shahayu mivasmin oso, that they would put various spices and aromatic materials into the shemen of the shemen ha-mishcha, so too over here. But lav davka, that they made it like the shemen ha-mishcha, in fact, that would be awesome. Finally, Sivkon Chavches, we said if you had both combination of the Atzei Besamim, according to the Girsa that we had before we changed it, Besamim, so the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, Rotsa Lomar, Bein Isvei Besamim Uvein Mine Besamim, if it has a combination of them, so then the Brach is Borei Mine Besamim. Again, we changed the Girsa on the side to say it has the Girsa of Eitzim V'Asavim, so essentially it would be the same thing over here. It's a combination, and we make the default Brach of Borei Mine Besamim. That concludes today's share.